Welcome to episode 1479 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We are taking a break from a series on the Acts of the Apostles, but we will be back soon with new episodes. Follow us wherever you can find podcasts, including now on YouTube. But this week we are anchoring our episodes in Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, in which Paul writes, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach one another with gratitude in your hearts." We are sharing that message of Christ in song. Isaac Watts, often called the father of English hymnody, was an English minister, theologian, poet, and prolific hymn writer. At a time when many Protestant congregations primarily sang metrical versions of the Psalms, Watts helped transform Christian worship by writing hymns that express New Testament faith and the believer's personal response to Christ. He wrote more than 600 hymns and psalm settings, including Joy to the World and O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Watts published When I Survey the Wondrous Cross in 1707 in the book Hymns and Spiritual Songs. Inspired particularly by Galatians 6, verse 14, the hymn begins by contemplating Christ on the cross and gradually turns the worshiper toward a personal response. Before such sacrificial love, earthly accomplishments and possessions lose their importance. Pride gives way to humility, and gratitude becomes surrender. Its final thought captures the message of the entire hymn. Love as extraordinary as Christ's deserves not merely our admiration, but my soul, my life, my all. Here's a modern retelling at the cross.
Mine.
The cross reveals both the terrible cost of sin and the immeasurable depth of God's love for us. When we truly consider what Jesus surrendered for our salvation, worship can no longer be limited to songs, words, or occasional acts of devotion. Love so amazing calls us to place everything we are into His hands, trusting that no sacrifice we make could ever exceed the love already given to us at Calvary. Father, thank you for loving us so completely that you gave your Son for our salvation. As we contemplate the cross, free us from pride and from everything that competes for our devotion. And teach us to respond to your extraordinary grace with lives fully surrendered to you. May our hearts, our choices, our gifts, and our days become an offering of gratitude for your amazing and divine love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.